We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, brave viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, which was formerly AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur, Selink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Sha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Rutul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, monkeys in Thailand receive medical services. In Veg News, Women's Guild of the Presbyterian Church of Togo and Ghana holds a vegetarian seminar. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 30th, commemorates the birth of one of the most renowned Persian poets of all time, Jalal ad-Din Rumi. Born in 1207 in Balkh, now part of Afghanistan, Rumi, a Muslim scholar and Sufi saint, is internationally recognized and revered. His love and appreciation of all people is evident in his work, which is treasured by individuals from many faiths and nationalities. Rumi is well known for Masnavi, which is considered his masterpiece and among the most influential pieces of Muslim mystical writings. May Rumi's enlightened words continue to inspire others to seek joy and fulfillment in the highest truth. Today is also the Independence Day of the Southern African nation of Botswana, observing its sovereignty gained in 1966. Botswana's Okavango Delta is one of the world's largest inland deltas. It is home to elephants, zebras, giraffes, hippopotamuses, and 450 species of birds. We wish a splendid Independence Day to the people of Botswana.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. After making landfall in southern China's Guangdong province on September 15th, Typhoon Kopu took 9 lives and left at least 9 others missing. The storm triggered flooding, mud rock flows, and landslides that collapsed 2,600 homes and destroyed 5,100, rendering over 100,000 residents homeless. More than 1 million people throughout nearly 70 towns were affected, with the cities of Jiangmen and Yangjiang being the worst hit.
On September 18th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 for urgently needed aid, an amount that could obtain supplies valued at $117,000 if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in China. Conveying much sorrow in her prayers, she asked our association members to please go help the most desperately afflicted and neglected. Covering their own travel and related expenses, our Chinese association members also contributed $8,141 of their own funds for the relief work. As requested by Supreme Master Qinghai, following is the most recent update on the situation in China.
September 28, 2009, Most Merciful Master, regarding relief work in Guangdong Province, China. On September 18th, we delivered 500 quilts and 160 blankets to Yongning Town, Yangchun County of Yangjiang City, which was heavily affected by floods. On September 20th, we again sent needed supplies there, including 900 quilts, 1,020 quilt cover sets, and 307 blankets. With the help of Yongning Town Head, our relief materials and money were delivered successfully to those most in need in the remote mountain areas. The Town Head expressed his deep gratitude for Master's help. Thank you so much, Master. China Relief Team. Supreme Master Qinghai responded with the following message. Lotus Hearts, I'm proud of you. Love and God bless. Qinghai.
Our gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these details with our concerned viewers and to our association's foreign group for providing this report.
We are appreciative of the Yongning Townhead's kind-hearted assistance. Our thankfulness also for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving aid that soothes and brings comfort to the distressed, and to our association's relief team for their earnest efforts. May the people of China be smoothly restored to their productive lives as humanity's increased benevolence helps restore our Earth's balance.
Heavy rains flood southeast Spain. Torrential rainfall on Sunday left 144 liters of water per square meter in the cities and surrounding regions of Valencia and Murcia, leaving buildings without power along with roadblocks and delays. In the southeastern coastal city of Cartagena, a woman lost her life and a man was hospitalized in critical condition while school suspended classes and emergency personnel rescued hundreds from stranded vehicles. We thank the emergency staff for your timely efforts to ensure the safety of the afflicted. May heaven protect the people of Spain as we work to ease such calamities through our greater kindness toward the environment and our co-inhabitants.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
International attempts to contain the still-spreading swine flu. Following the quarantine of one school last week, a group of students from a secondary school in Moscow, Russia, had been asked to stay home after one of the parents was diagnosed with swine flu.
In Jordan, the government prepared for the annual return of 1.6 million students by disinfecting regional schools and the region's water tank, in addition to creating awareness programs to prevent the disease's spread. In Lebanon, the health ministry is distributing instructions on cough etiquette, which includes sneezing into one's elbow or a tissue rather than into a hand, and frequent hand washing to prevent the spread of the disease.
Across the globe, total swine flu fatalities have reached 4,292, among what experts say are now millions of infections, although most have never been recorded. Cambodia has suffered her first swine flu fatality, as Olax or Vietnam's cases increased by 206 to reach 8,419, and India's death toll passed 300. In Europe, of the countries reporting hospitalizations, Italy has had the highest number of patients with 704 admissions, followed by France, Ireland, and the Netherlands.
We thank world health officials and others for your efforts to minimize the risks of this pervasive infection, as our condolences go to the families of the people who have succumbed to swine flu. We pray all will wake up to the importance of a plant-based lifestyle as the most effective shield from serious and widely contagious illnesses as these. Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
supports non-animal testing. The European Commission and the European Cosmetics Association, or COLIPA, have announced a combined 50 million euro collaboration to fund research for alternative methods to animal testing for cosmetics and related industries. Both the European Commission and COLIPA have donated 25 million euros each for scientists to create feasible non-animal research methods by February 2010. European Commission and European Cosmetics Association, we applaud and admire your noble initiative in promoting humane testing of products. May the unnecessary suffering of animals soon be a thing of the past, as more and more minds open to compassionate alternative methods.
One veg day every week launched in Taichung City, Formosa, or Taiwan. Taichung City Council has passed a proposal to adopt one vegetarian day every week in all primary and secondary schools. Volunteers of Vegan New Life had presented the council with a petition signature drive supporting the movement, which council members widely agreed to uphold.
Taichung
City education officials also expressed their enthusiasm.
我本身是教育委员会的委员哈。
In fact, principal of Leijuan Waldorf School, Ms. June Lin, implemented a two-day vegetarian diet every week with hopes to raise it to 3 days per week.
A big bravo, Vegan New Life, Taichung City Council, and all school staff and students for your successful launch of the One Veg Day a Week. May the initiatives of your lovely city grow, bringing us closer to a soon Eden on Earth.
Africa, South America, or ASA summit leaders cooperate in finances and further collaboration. At the conclusion of the second ever conference of its kind held in Venezuela, a declaration of Nueva Esparta was endorsed by the participating heads of state of Africa and South America, as well as representatives of 66 countries from both regions. The new agreement contained 95 agreed-upon items that highlighted cooperation in mutual areas of concern, such as economic growth, employment, and social justice. During the meeting, the presidents of seven South American nations also agreed to establish the South Bank, which combined contributions totaling $20 billion as starting capital. The bank will sponsor social and economic development programs for member states and encourage national financing funds. Moreover, Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez suggested the future creation of a regional bank between South America and Africa. We send our warm congratulations, South American and African participants, on these steps toward increased understanding and shared prosperity. With such exemplary work together as yours, surely more and more people will enjoy secure and peaceful lives.
Save Our Planet, Climate Change Action Conference to be held in Hong Kong. On Saturday, October 3rd, prominent scientists, government leaders, members of media, and citizens from China, Hong Kong, and Formosa, or Taiwan, will convene to discuss ways to mitigate global warming. With the theme of global unity, together in saving lives, the conference will cover urgent environmental and health issues, as well as constructive actions. Specially invited as guest speaker is Supreme Master Ching Hai, who has graciously agreed to share her views despite her full schedule. Following the conference will be a ceremony honoring an earth-protecting recipient of the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai, along with a concert celebrating the traditional Asian Moon Festival. The event, to be broadcast live on Supreme Master Television, will begin on Saturday, October 3rd, 2009, at 3 p.m. local time in Hong Kong, or 9 a.m. Central European time. Our thankfulness all involved in organizing this informative event for the public. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for once again sharing her concern and insights during this crucial time. May the conference bring about the courageous actions needed to save our precious planet.
Save our planet. Desertification threatens large parts of Latin America. A two-week meeting dedicated to monitoring and halting the devastating effects of desertification is currently underway in Buenos Aires, Argentina. As the Latin American country already most afflicted by desertification, 75% of Argentina has been deemed vulnerable to its effects.
In addition, more than half of the territories in Mexico and Paraguay are at risk. Human activities such as deforestation, inappropriate farming, irrigation methods, and livestock overgrazing are among the factors cited as responsible for this situation. According to a recent United Nations report, 125 million people in Latin America may be forced to migrate due to desertification.
We laud your dedicated concern, Latin American conference participants, wishing you the best in finding the most sustainable ways to counter this and other dangerous global warming effects for the benefit of all your fellow country persons.
As part of her continual efforts to raise awareness for averting a planetary crisis, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke during a January 2009 video conference in Mongolia of the many effects and one solution for climate change.
We are already facing so many untold natural disasters on a daily basis, such as earthquakes, severe storms, ever seen before, volcanoes, ice melting, and many island nations have sunk under the water already, and many are sinking. And the climate has become very, very strange, like it became warm where it should be cold, and it became cold where it should be hot. And this can only be alleviated through a return to the ancient ways of our wiser elders, one that exists in harmony with nature and respect of other beings, a true brotherhood of love with all. We can still do that. It's not too late. We should remind everyone to be vigilant, to invoke the mercy of the Buddhas, and we will be better protected.
Save our planet. Global Warming Summit convenes in Thailand. Officials from 190 nations united in Bangkok on Monday to begin a two-week meeting on a new climate change accord, which is to be finalized in Copenhagen in December. Speaking at the event, scientists from the United Kingdom's Met Office warned that without significant and quick reduction of greenhouse gases, global temperatures could rise 4 degrees Celsius by 2060, with areas of Africa and the Arctic increasing by 10 degrees Celsius.
This would threaten the water supply of half the world's population. With other experts also cautioning that time is running out, United Nations Executive Secretary of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, Ivo de Boer, said the Bangkok talks must end in an evident spirit of cooperation and with evident progress. Executive Secretary de Boer, British Met Office scientists, and all participants of this important meeting, we sincerely appreciate your commitment to addressing this real and urgent planetary crisis. With the grace of the Providence, may this meeting be fruitful in uplifting global standards for sustainable living on our shared earthly abode.
Save our planet. Sir Paul McCartney of Britain, vegetarian and founder of the Meat Free Monday campaign, has been invited to address the European Parliament the week before the Denmark summit and speak on the need to reduce or eliminate meat to halt global warming.
Save our planet. French officials are investigating 300 health complaints reported in the region of Brittany that are linked to toxic algae formed by agricultural runoff of fertilizers and animal waste from factory farms, which is already known to have caused the death of a horse within 30 seconds after it stepped in the toxic algae ooze.
Save Our Planet, organized jointly by the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, and Russian Academy of Sciences, the 50-member Russian-American Long-Term Census of the Arctic team returns from a six-week voyage with initial reports of the dire global warming effects they observed in the Arctic region.
Hi, I'm Yu Yu. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. Fufu and I are both vegan.
We're here with the tip of the day. To prepare your garden for the colder season, a good way to protect the soil is to cover it with a layer of mulch.
Yes, Fufu. The mulch helps to prevent erosion of the soil from winter rains and keeps winter weeds from growing.
Mulch can be made of such things as grass clippings, leaves, and organic compost.
Thanks for your attention and thank you kindly for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And now the worldwide weather.
In health news, a prestigious medical clinic in the United States recommends meditation. Mayo Clinic, in an article published in their online source of health information, advocates meditation as a way to reduce stress and bring tranquility. The authors cite emotional benefits including increasing positive feelings, keeping attention on the present situation, and enhancing self-awareness. In addition, the writers refer to a growing body of evidence that meditation helps many physical conditions such as cancer, fatigue, high blood pressure, and substance abuse. Our thankfulness, Mayo Clinic, for your encouraging findings. May all rediscover the deep joy of inner peace through meditation.
In animal welfare news, a town in Thailand provides healthcare services for its monkey population. Lop Buri, situated 100 kilometers north of Bangkok, has a budget to carry out hernia operations on macaque monkeys, which require the surgery. Over 100 of the lovely primates have benefited from the treatment to date. Our gratefulness, Lop Buri, for your care of our intelligent macaque co-inhabitants. May all animals enjoy their God-given lives in happiness, health, and safety. Coming next on Noteworthy News, a seminar on diet and good health is held in Togo. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be back. More conducive news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beneficial news for a valuable world. In Veg News, Togo hosts a seminar on vegetarianism. As part of the biennial convention of the Women's Guild of the Presbyterian Church of Togo and Ghana, a conference entitled How to Eat Correctly to Be in Good Health was held in Balime. 1,000 women came to hear about the risks of meat eating and the benefits of a plant-based diet. The detrimental effects of drinking alcohol were also discussed. Our sincere appreciation, Women's Guild of the Presbyterian Church of Togo and Ghana, for sponsoring this much-needed gathering. May more people choose vegan foods for goodness and well-being.
Please join us for a good laugh with a joke told in Mandarin entitled, Just Lost.
一个小男孩在青年基督会里迷路了，稀里糊涂地进了女更衣室。当他被发现后，屋子里立刻发出各种尖叫声。女士们赶紧抓起毛巾，跑着去找遮盖的东西。小男孩非常吃惊地问道：“怎么啦？难道你们没见过小男孩吗？”
And now for a heartline from Miss Rainbow Mars, a highly sought-after yoga instructor, author, and creator of yoga DVDs that have sold over 1 million copies worldwide. She is the founder of the Ryoka Fitness System and global ambassador for Adidas. Rainbow has appeared on covers of magazines such as Natural Solutions, Yoga Journal, Body and Soul, and on TV including CNN, Lat AM, and Good Day LA. Miss Mars, whose website is www.rainbowmars.com, was a guest on Supreme Master Television's Vegetarian Elite series. She wrote,
"Dear Supreme Master and Supreme Master TV, in much respect, sincere gratitude and support, it is a privilege to know we are all on the same team and doing our service in our unique and mutually beautiful ways. Thank you for inspiring, raising the bar, and breaking barriers all at once. Bless. Rainbow."
Dearest Rainbow, your lovely words are very much appreciated. Supreme Master Ching Hai has sent a personal reply for you.
Radiant Rainbow, thank you for being beautiful inside and out. May God bless all to continue working toward a compassionate, vegan paradise on Earth. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Wishing you peace, love, and contentment.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
To mark the 60th anniversary of their nation's bilateral relations, Chinese Prime Minister Wen Jiabao is making an official visit to North Korea, where discussions will also focus on reviving denuclearization talks.
U.S.-based People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, asks California Senator Alex Padilla to include meat and dairy in the measures to prevent obesity, saying that a tax on these products would save countless human and animal lives.
Remarking on the two countries' mutual advancements toward peace, especially in recent times, Russian presidential press attaché Natalia Timokova affirms that the way is now clear for allied relations between the U.S. and Russia.
Finland donates nearly $600,000 to the Finnish Red Cross for emergency assistance to flood-affected areas of West Africa.
Speaking on initiatives to reform the U.S. healthcare system, First Lady Michelle Obama states that women play a unique and significant role in promoting the health of their families.
Ambassadors to Honduras from France, Germany, Italy, and Spain are returning to Honduras to support the re-establishment of diplomatic process and constitutional order.
Three people previously detained in the U.S.-run Guantanamo Bay facility are being warmly received in Ireland and Yemen, including Yemeni national Ala Ali bin Ali Ahmed.
In La Paz and El Alto, Bolivia, more than 10,000 youths participate in a peaceful rally to support measures halting illegal drug consumption, production, and trafficking in the country.
U.S. researchers at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Goddard Space Flight Center are developing a transparent coating that prevents dirt contamination from sticking to surfaces of spaceflight gear.
During the Clinton Global Initiative meeting in New York City, USA, Her Majesty Queen Rania of Jordan pledges her continued support for the One Girl Education for All campaign that seeks to ensure an education for all children.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.